This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the only way I keep saying it, and it's not just to be a pain. It's the truth of the matter is you need to make sure that you've got a clue. You need to make sure you know what's going on, because this is ridiculous. We've got people... again, I'm not trying to put anybody down, but you've got people out there that think they have a clue as to what's going on, think they have a clue what reality is. They don't get involved in any conversations except with people on the same in the same mindset as they are. That's pretty boring. When you sit around and you're all sitting there and you're talking about the same thing and there's no challenge, I mean, what does that mean? How does that help you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, I get to talk to a lot of people out there during the day when I'm out and about. Fellow Canadian there, huh? Out and about. And I really do appreciate their input, even when we're not on the same page. And it's okay not to be on the same page. Right, but just make sure that whatever it is, you're not the same. You're not just spewing stuff from your party. You're not just spewing stuff that you pulled out of the air or you saw on a Twitter feed somewhere. So again, just make sure you're informed. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easier, not the easiest, but easier. For some of us to make money online, some of us to make money who are trying to get their message out there, and we can't do it with Twitter or Facebook. They're really, like, really cut us short, cut us shy on what we can do and what we can't do. And this stuff like this really helps. So head over to MyPillow.com. I know some of you said, gee, Joe, the stuff is pretty expensive over there. Well, it is expensive when you first look at it. All right, but when you throw it in your cart, you use promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. You'll save anywhere, depending on the product, from 30 to 70%. Okay, birthdays are coming up. Nothing wrong with doing a little Christmas shopping early. I mean, it makes me crazy. You watch. What are we in? July? End of July? Wait till we get into the end of August. Last year, in the first week of September, I actually made fun of the fact that I walked into a Lowe's that had Halloween stuff and Thanksgiving stuff and Christmas stuff right behind it. I'm going, oh my God, are we buying that early now? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. The heartfelt left, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says that there's no more room at the inn. That's right, no more. They can't afford it anymore. It's too much money. Right now, the city has no more room for migrants. Our cup runs over. It's welcomed almost 90,000 immigrants since April of 2022. Now, think about that. Think about the Texas... And New Mexico and Arizona, they were getting that in no time. It didn't take a year and 4 months or 3 months or whatever. He went on to say, we stated several months ago that we've reached full capacity, and that capacity was verbalized, and now New York is just going to be visually actualized, which I don't even know what that means. We're going to see how much of the our cup is basically running over. We have no more room in the city, and we need help. Now, when Texas governor said that, when the Arizona governor said that, when you had other governors saying that we can't do this anymore, we can't take it, we can't have it, what happened? These guys, like him, made fun of them. Where's their heart? Where's their American spirit? What do you mean they can't find room for these people? Well, okay, Eric, where's your heart? Where's your American spirit? What do you mean you're overflowing? Right? I mean, seriously, isn't this the same words you used on them, we're going to use on you. The mayor then shifted responsibility to the federal and state government for not providing enough aid for the city to offer housing and other services. And I don't know what's going on in New York. I don't know how much of those services they've offered or not offered. He says, we can't continue to absorb tens of thousands of newcomers. No, you can't. Because you've got businesses moving out. You've got people moving out. Your tax base is taking a nosedive. He said, Adams admitted that offering temporary shelter, placing migrants in, you know, hotels and gymnasiums, no, it can't sustain that. It doesn't work. Well, we've been telling him that for a long time. Went on to say, it's wrong that the Big Apple is carrying the weight of the ongoing migrant crisis. You are not carrying the weight of. All right, I mean, I live in California. You want to talk about carrying the weight of? Yeah, no. You are not. He says, it can't continue. It's not sustainable. We're not going to pretend as though it is. Again, I find all this so interesting that it easily gets pushed, you know, all of a sudden they're having trouble and you have to move quickly. But when a Republican governor or mayor says something, they're anti-American, they have no heart, they're heartless people. Just amazing, right? Under Adams' new plan to tackle the migrant crisis, he's going to allow single adult migrants, to stay in a shelter for 60 days. Then they got to go find someplace else to stay. They'll need to reapply, get a job, do whatever. I'm sure that'll do great for the people looking for a job. This doesn't make any sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's just wrong. And somebody somewhere has got to do something about this, because it is, for all intents and purposes, just totally out of control. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's right, Dr. B joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far, you'll miss all of this.
Have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extra.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Stop talking about Speedos. What in God's creation is that got to do with what we're talking about? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. And I say it all the time. You learn the solution when you have open conversation. That is the only way we win. All right, let me bring her on because she's going to help us get our minds back in order, do a reset or something. Because I think we must be the ones going out of our minds because we seem to be bucking up against all what we're told is normality. We're constantly told how conservatives are going to be on the wrong side of history. I'm sure all these kids that you're chopping parts and pieces off of are going to be very happy about all of this in 20 years, because some of them are already backing off it and yelling at their parents for what they've done. Dr. B, how are we doing today?
Kid, sorry. Sorry, I'm just choking. That's what thinking about Gavin Newsom does to you, make you choke. Everything that we've been talking about for weeks and, you know, parents needing to wake up and figure this all out, is so true. And they are trying to silence the conservative, you know, voice. And it's interesting because the conservative voice, honestly, in all reality, is the voice of reason. It's the voice of common sense. It's the voice of the traditional family and traditional marriage and everything that God has created us to be and all the rights that he has given us. And people need to understand that's what they're silencing. Us conservatives are not, well, first of all, those of us who are taking a stand, and there are more people, oh, yes, more and more every day. We've got to continue. But it's just so interesting that, and it continues to be more so, although I see a little bit of shift, so we'll talk about that later. But it's just interesting how, you know, I'm in the psychological business. I've been in this business for over 30 years now. It's what I've always wanted to do. I study people. I read research. I've met with hundreds and hundreds of clients and parents, teens, educators. And I have also worked with very mentally disturbed people with diagnosable conditions. And there is no, God bless them, and they are getting treated, and most of them are doing well. But I can tell you, Joe, there is not one of them that I would put in the White House. There is not one of them that I would listen to what they were saying as far as what their ideas are, insane ideas, because they were and they knew it, pre-medicine and pre-treatment, on how to run this world and what the standards should be and what the moral values should be, because they weren't in their right mind, and they would even agree to that. Yet these are the people that are now running our country, and these are the people that are running a lot of our school boards. You know, you can attest to that. Mm-hmm. These are our educators. These are our governors. Not all of them, but I am just simply blown away that nobody is seeing. I mean, very few people are seeing this, and maybe more people are seeing it. I don't know, and they're just in fear of the repercussions, you know, losing their job or losing their family, which is an odd reason to vote insanity in. But it's truly what we're seeing.
You're going
to
lose your, here in California especially, you're going to lose your family anyway if you don't start paying attention, if you don't start thinking about what the laws that these people that you're voting into are doing to you, doing to your family.
Correct. You know? 1,000,000%. And it's happening. And you know, you say California, and for those that don't know, I was born and raised in Southern California. I did my time in the belly of the beast in the Bay Area when my husband and I moved there for his job, started the largest tea party. Gavin Newsom was, I don't know, what was he, before lieutenant governor? That's what he was when I know him.
He was the mayor of San Francisco.
And there you go, just guy, the mayor.
Yeah, he was... He was the first guy to do a same-sex marriage when it was illegal to do, and basically said, screw you, take me to court.
I remember that, and Kamala Harris was, you know, sleeping her way to whatever she was doing. And they were, like, kind of the laughingstock. I mean, they were insane, both of those people. And we know where Kamala is today in the White House, and which is mind-blowing, but I think
nowhere to be found, but that's beside the point. Anyway, go ahead.
Right? Thank God, actually. Honestly.
I know, right?
Honestly, I'm like, I don't really want to hear from her. And then, yeah, you've got Gavin. And Gavin knew who I was and hated me, Governor Newsom, because of the Tea Party. You know, he and his cronies called me, you know, racist, which, you know, for wanting conservative values and the fact that I was pro-life. I'll never understand when you're pro-life why that's racist. I don't understand Jason Aldean, why Jason Aldean's song is racist. That is my new ringtone. Love that song. it's beautiful. It's basically saying, you know, I have my Second Amendment rights. We're going to go old school, and you try to break into our house, and we're going to take you out. You know, it's like, that's right. What? So it's just the world. Anyway, so here we've got Newsom, right? And now this is where I'm taking it personally. I lived in Temecula for 6 years. My good friend Jen is on the school board. Jen Wiersma, she's incredible. She's a fighter. She is probably 90 pounds wet, and that girl is a little firecracker. You would love her on your board. And she is standing up to this man, Newsom. I'm so impressed. But now Newsom is fining the school board, right, the Temecula Valley School Board, $1.5 million for saying no to the curriculum that wants to brainwash kids sexually and embrace a child predator, being Harvey Milk. So parents, wake up. And because this is not, I had somebody message me saying, please, I can't listen to your show. I got a meeting tonight, but please write everything. No, go. I'm not writing everything down on Facebook. Go and listen to, you know, this.
We'll have a link up afterward. I'll make sure.
But you need, thank you, yes, because people are worried. They're like, what do you mean an impact on children? You know, I don't live in Temecula. Okay. God bless you, people. God bless you. It's not just Temecula. And what is happening in Temecula? There's no grounds for the governor to do this, first of all. He's just being a big fat bully. Because if this went through and if they were really fined and he's going to completely abolish everything that the school board had voted, then that's a dictatorship. Then why do we have school board?
Power away from the board. He's doing, by the way, I won't take away from your thunder, but he's doing the same thing with books. He's trying to regulate what books we can have the whole nine yards. We got to go for a quick break.
When we come back,
you can pick it up then. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up about your kids because it isn't going to stay in California when we come back.
Lady, she's like, can you just write it all out, what you're going to talk about tonight?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Let me get my
write it all out right here? No. I'm like, okay.
Stacking on more and more penalties.
Never mind. I think we're good.
Now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Good day for investors on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continued to enjoy a winning streak Thursday. The Dow closed higher for a ninth consecutive day, its longest winning streak since 2017. Overall, Wall Street closed mixed as corporate earnings season continues. The Dow was up 163 points. YouTube is bumping up its price on some of its platforms.
YouTube Premium is now $2 more and is priced at $13.99 per month. Those using YouTube Premium Music will see a dollar increase in its plan to $10.99 per month. A spokesperson for the streaming giant told 9to5 Google that the rate hike shows the value of the ad-free services, noting its music app has more than 100 million songs. I'm Matt Mattinson.
The Federal Reserve has launched its own instant money transfer service. FedNow allows individuals and businesses to send and receive payments within seconds. It'll be available 24/7. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Rojo 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution and not part of the problem, if you would. Okay, let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week while we're talking about some of the issues that your kid, well, you and your kids are going through as well. And, you know, if you live in the state of California, state of confusion, the communist state of California, it's not a joke anymore. You know, you've got a governor that is pushing down edicts on school boards, when in reality, the school boards are supposed to be their own agencies. They're elected by the locals to carry out, not just reading, writing, arithmetic, but making sure that the culture of the community is expressed in those schools as well. And Dr. B, you are currently on a tirade that Newsom wants to fine school districts up to $1.5 million for rejecting textbooks that mentioned gay rights activists. Now, here's the other thing about it. This is, these news sources, the way they spin these things, rejecting textbooks mentioning gay rights activists. Well, they're talking about Harvey Milk, a man who's
right,
with 14, 15, 16-year-old boys. You know, and I would love for them to get me in a hearing, because you know me. I would look at them, and I would look at the guys in the audience and say, hey, You got a daughter that's 14? Man, would I love at my age to sleep with a 14-year-old girl. Can I have your daughter after the hearing? I mean, it must be
right?
Okay.
And then they should bring you to, you know, Man of the Year Day.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, do a whole book of history thing on me.
And here's the thing, and here's, you know, where, okay, again, you know, I do have, you know, gay friends, and They're conservative, you know, they understand this. And for them, Harvey Milk is a diss, because what people are saying by doing this, what Gavin Newsom is doing, is saying that he paved the way for LGBT people today, that he paved the way for the movement. And my gay friends that are conservative say that he was a pedophile. He didn't pay. What does that mean? They don't want any kind of representation by that guy. They don't think it should be in school. They say it shouldn't be in any kind of book. He should not be a hero. And, you know, they understand how ludicrous it is. And that's why I really challenge people to think about, don't just sit there and read Twitter and shine back and watch any kind of news, Fox News, CNN, any of it, and just believe what they're telling you. How dumb did we become that this guy, Harvey Milk, has become, you know, the hero of the movement, a known pedophile? So that's number one. Number two, then if we are going to, you know, people like Newsom are going to demand what he cannot do and dictate what books are going to be in schools, meaning he wants this textbook that has Harvey Milk in it, you know, a whole chapter on what he did and this activist and two other activists also, then why can't we demand that then the Bible is in it? Why can't we demand that, you know, the history, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the stories that are proven to be true, you know, that go way back in biblical times? Why can't we demand that? And we wouldn't, you know, because we feel parents, and I agree, I would love prayer in school. I loved it growing up with God and prayer and the national anthem and the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance, the good old days. But I get it. Let's get back to teaching them what you and I always say, reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, some science, a few electives. Why this?
Yep.
It's so unfair. And you don't see Christians, you know, I don't know, maybe we should at this point just respectfully protest that we have goodness in school. We have morals in school. We've got the Ten Commandments in every school building. But yet this complete ungodly depravity, excuse me. And then to, you know, just order the books, that's what is for all of you that aren't in California and aren't up on this. Governor Newsom just ordered the books and sent them to Temecula Valley School District. And then he's tagging them with this $1.5 million. It's a little more dollar fine. So, and actually, what I just read, it's a $1.5 million shame on you fine, and then it's a $1.6 million price tag on top of that, I believe, to acquire the textbook.
Well, that'll be one of our friend Brad Dacus will have a field day with.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're taking the power away from us to be able to do what we need to do. And again, I wish more parents would get up, show up at these board meetings, you know, call on Gavin Newsom, call out Gavin Newsom in his meetings. You know where he's meeting in the state, all over the place. We should be calling him out. And our conservative friends across the country should be going to where he's stumping for Biden and say, really? Are you okay? And this is what your school... Let me read out of one of those books that you want to push down the throats of our kids. That's what we should be.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know that some of these books in the sex curriculum and the things like that that California had, and even, you know, even, I mean, it's everywhere. So even in Texas, we had a more liberal school district, and some of the parents and educators as well, got up and started reading the curriculum. And literally out of the book, Joe, out of the book. And these people had the gall to say, that's not in the book. I don't know where you got that. What?
I would have held up the book with the colors and flicked it around and said, right here, would you like a copy?
It's mind-blowing. Nobody would teach kids that. Nobody would put that in a book that our kids have. And, I mean, the frustration of these people that are like, this is the book you approved. This is in chapter 12, page 7, that you approved. And they're like, there's no way. There's got to be a mix-up. Why? Why? Because it's horrible, right? Can it, we at least get that on the record? Because it's horrible?
Okay.
And it's disgusting. Well, I'm not commenting, so I'm sorry.
Well, no, one of the books that was put out in our school district, the person who came up to read or to discuss the book, she actually took photocopies of the pictures and gave each board of trustee member, you know, three pages with the pictures on there. And one of the board of trustees looked at it disgustingly, turned it over, and just put it down on her desk and wouldn't respond anymore. You know?
And why is that?
Well, you know why. Because she was embarrassed by what was on there. There's no way to support it without supporting pornography.
Well, absolutely, and depravity. I have the whole copy when the sex ed, California sex ed manual was online years ago, probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I downloaded a copy because I knew they'd take it off, you know, from being online and accessible. And I was going through it, and you're right. You don't even need to be able to read it. The pictures are disgusting. I wouldn't even want to read it as an adult, and I would not want adults to read it. It is purely pornographic and psychologically damning.
We really need more people. You know, you've got a friend on the Temecula school board. I'm on a school board. And you need more people that are willing to say, look, I'm looking at the picture right now. When I was growing up as a kid, even now as an adult, this is called oral sex. Although they have different names for it. But in this case, this is a male-on-male. And and let me read you some of what the boy said he felt like afterward. All right? This is really?
Yeah.
What is the reasoning behind this?
I'm not.
No, they got nothing too. They can't defend it. They'll say to you things like, "Well, you know, kids at that age, kids are exploring, kids are this, kids are that." You go, you know what? Let them go to their parents. Let them go to their peer groups. The school is not the place for this kind of teaching.
Right.
And you know, they always come back to all of a sudden. They always find the Constitution. When they're trying to, you know, wiggle in and they go, no, you know, our founding fathers wanted education. Yes, because they wanted to teach kids how to read and how to write. You know what? So that the kids could figure out what the Bible says, read what they said, okay, and so that they would be an informed and intelligent electorate, not so they would know who to have sex with.
Correct. And then what do they do on top of that after defending their curriculum? They take the Bible and take the one Old Testament right verse that, you know, you may kill your children if they're disrespectful or whatever it is. Like, what are you guys really, really? But that is what the enemy does. That is what evil does. And it is prophetic. And it's so interesting what separates conservatives from liberals, Christians and non. Honestly, it's not even a D and an R anymore.
No.
And what...
It's possessed and non-possessed. Anyway.
It really is.
Gotta go for a break.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Come back.
So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B obviously has a lot more to say.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of a central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Listen to your phone saying it's excited to have you with me. 855 Grow Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you listen to shows like mine, hopefully mine, but you listen to shows like mine, and you make sure you get the information you need. That's why I bring on Dr. B, because I tell you what, you don't want me giving you mental health information. It would not work out well for you, I guarantee it. Anyhow, Dr. B, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate it. Now, come on, you know that's true. You've known me long enough that, oh, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that, Joe, you know.
Probably not. I don't know.
Anyway.
No, you're like the older brother I never had, so.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad.
You're not that old.
Oh, no. Yes, I am. So, I even forgot, you know, again, it is Newsom and the California legislature trying to take more and more power away from the parents by, you know, dictating what they have to teach the kids, what they have to do to kids, the shots the kids have to have, the classes they have to take. It is almost like the school board. And I've said this before, I think even to you, as a school board member, you know, 85% of what we do or 80% of what we do is we rubber stamp what the state tells us we have to do. And now they're trying to take away from us the ability, the opportunity to do whatever, to decide what books go in the library, what books go in for the classes, and so on.
Yes, and, you know, I just got a question that why, how do they decide on curriculum? Because it's very different. And I'm like, yes, it is true. I will tell you, that's from an educator that doesn't want her name read, and I totally get it because she's, you know, now.
I can tell you how they do it in California if you want to know, but go ahead.
Yeah, sure. No, tell me, because it's very different.
So we have, and frankly, California and Texas are the two states that that the publishers decide on what books they're going to publish more of and or offer. So what ends up happening is the State Board of Education goes through curriculum, goes through the books, and decides, they give us three books to choose from, okay? And we take those books, they come down to us, our department heads will go through those three books, and it's, you know, like for history or government or what have you, and they will decide which one they would like to use. Then that's presented to the board by our book czar, and the reasons why they chose that one over the other two, and then we approve them pretty much all in one fell swoop. So the state does dictate what you're going to teach those kids, and the books are pretty much all the same.
Okay, so you have to pick from those.
Right, so if we picked book seven, which had nothing to do with the state, we went out and found a book that we wanted to use. The state would say, you're out of compliance. No, we don't have to pay for the books, and we don't have to pick up the fees for A, B, and C. It's all about money.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course, money and power and agenda. Okay. And then another person asked, why are we so far off from the reading, writing, arithmetic, science curriculum that once was in the classroom?
You already know what I'm
going to say. Because y'all need to wake up. Because slowly and slowly, this is the interesting thing. And this is why those of us who have been Christians a while, those of us who are versed in the Bible, have moral foundations, we understand, because we've been brought up with this. Our knowledge of this and what's going on and human, human nature and made in God's image. We know that you can't, goodness, Hitler knew this. You can't just go boom, this is what's going to happen. Little by little, you start putting it, propaganda, into people's heads, on TV, on social media, on the radio, in your classroom. It's little by little by little, it creeps in. That's how evil works. Y'all, Satan is a very crafty, brilliant individual. And he knows us more than we know ourselves. So do our politicians. And so this is how it happens. It's little by little. And it's these parents that have just been trusting. Oh, no, it's not going to happen. There's no way. And then they're the parents, right? Two categories now, or three. The ones that have been fighting for it and continue, and we're exhausted, but we're going to keep doing it. The ones that have been really asleep and now are like, oh, my gosh, how did this get in the classroom? Like, oh, my gosh, you, okay. And then the ones that are, okay, well, like 5 years ago, I understand. I would not have wanted this in. But since they've been propagandized, or whatever the word is, through social media and their children's peer pressure and other parental peer pressure, they're now like, well, maybe it's okay if they learn it. It is their culture. Most dangerous parents of all are those in the third category. I will take the heads in the sand ostriches that have just pulled their heads out and at least are like, what the everlasting heck is going on? But it's that third category that I feel like is the majority right now, that they are dumbing it down, and in the name of inclusion, in the name of society and culture and making my kids want to fit in, they are for all of this. And they're not going to fight for it, but they're going to let it happen because I got to work. I can't really show up to school.
I don't want my kid to be singled out. I don't want them to feel different than the other kids. I don't want to make the other kids feel bad. You know, it's like, oh.
These are cowards.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
And you and I will tell people they're cowards all day long.
I called someone spineless last night.
That's, I mean, if you're gonna be, if the shoe fits, I don't know. Yes. So that's kind of the three types of parents that I see. I feel bad, kind of, for the ones that are just waking up. But if you're gonna be awake, because
thank you. Yes.
Those of you that are just like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And me, now I'm getting messages of what can we do? And we've talked about this, but that's okay. I'm always happy to tell you.
Show up at the board meeting.
Please do. Please show up at these meetings.
Making me crazy.
Just show up. They're not going to put a microphone in front of you. They're not going to make you fill out a little card, you know, with your name and address so you can speak. Just show up and learn. And,
no,
and
hey, pray in California, it is against the law for them to force you to give them force you to give them your name or address or phone number. Yeah, you can get up there and be speaker number 721-8. You know.
I'm used to counsel where they have to. You have to give your name and your address and all of that, so they don't do that in board meeting. I mean, I think they. I guess you're right. Yeah, I'm thinking of all the meetings I watch because I watch
council
meetings.
You do not have to give your name anymore.
Okay.
Yep.
Then there you go. Just show up and listen to what's
going on. I get frustrated.
You and I,
I don't mean to talk over you, but you and I both, I get frustrated because at the board meetings, I see them sitting there and they're shaking their head no when somebody's talking or they're, no, this is wrong. And you're going, then get off your seat and go up there and say something.
You have to, and that is one question, or that is one thing I see, you know, I'll hear from parents. I'm just one person. No, being a former councilwoman here in Texas, I will tell you, if there's an issue, for instance, you don't like a stop sign, right? Because it's causing more issues than not. I'm getting rear-ended. It's a stupid new stop sign, right? But then you've got people that show up, so it's got to go on the agenda. So you're going to get the people that are like, I need the stop sign because Bessie, my cow, gets hit. This is what we deal with in Texas. But if more people show up to support Bessie the cow, they're going to lean towards that. That is what's going to happen. But if you really are getting hit and you've got 16 neighbors that keep getting rear-ended because it's a dumb stop sign, you got to show up. You guys do make a difference. I mean, I need you parents. I need you people to hear in both, you know, city council settings as well as really what's more important right now are these school district meetings. You make a difference. And if anything, what why I love you all to show up is to really watch the difference in the demeanor of, you can tell, and it's not a political forum, I understand school, but you can tell who the more liberal people are, liberal leaning, and the more conservative people are. And all of the board meetings I watch, I can tell immediately because their stance and they're angry and they attack personally the more left-leaning or liberal, we'll keep politics out of it, but the more, you know, conservative, you know, who I can tell really care about their family, they have facts, they can cite where they got it, they are very respectful, and they don't sit there and yell at the audience usually. You'll get one or two that are just heated, and I understand that. We'll just cast those out. But there's just a difference in the two, right? There just is a respect difference. And that's literally, you know, one of the main differences
Sent you leaks the videos for my district. And you have seen here there's one or two people in particular who come up and consistently attack me. They use the same terms, the same lines. You can see the hate and disgust on their faces. And you know, I just have to sit there. I don't laugh because I'm not allowed to laugh, but I just sit there and smile and go, you know what? I know it's all BS, so I don't let it bother me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and I watch your meetings.
Sit down with popcorn and a Pepsi and have a ball. We're up against the time. I have so many questions to ask you. Anyway.
I can hang out if you got the time.
You can hang out, because I want to hit some of these. People were asking me about it earlier. But all right, Dr. B's going to hang out another hour. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys hanging in with me. Be back in a few minutes.
Say.